We're finally halfway. How does that feel? Are you still feeling bratty? Are you still doing those edges every day? If so, did you already do 16? Halfway. Halfway. On one hand, that sounds comforting, but I can also imagine that some of you also realize that means that you have to go through all of what you've already been through again, with even more built up pleasure pulsing, vibrating in your body, with fuller, more aching blue balls. I wonder if you are more aware of the world around you as you travel through life this November. Are you more in tune with when women look at you sideways? Are you more aware of the sensual vibrations around you as you deny yourself? Your body's antenna reaching out, looking for an avenue to release. That happens. I don't know why I feel compelled to remind you of how good you feel, how much more alive you feel as you deny yourself, how much more awake your mind can be, how much fuller your balls are. I'm sure that your body's reminding you that you're in the middle of a denial period, repeatedly, maybe even every second of the day by now, when you put your pants on, when you sit down, when you walk, when you sit, when you lay down, all that friction and bumping. Now, last time I told you I might reward you, that maybe I had a little idea. Not only to give you that extra little bit of motivation you need to make it all the way through, but also because we should celebrate. Oh, baby boy, let's celebrate that you have managed to make it halfway. Halfway. That's a win. I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to really feel this for a moment. Good boy. Does that give you tingles? Halfway. Even if you're exercising for me right now. Good boy. Such a good pet. Halfway. Feel it. Let my pleasure at your obedience, your ability to not come, wash over you. Delicious, isn't it? Doing as I say feels so good. Knowing that I don't allow shame in my dungeon. No dying. No shame. Only challenges, stumbles, and realigning your focus. I honestly believe that most of the people, and I do mean people, I tried Note Note November once and I was not strong enough. Most of the people that try it get so turned on by mid-month, so filled with that excitement building all year long, just to stumble in that first week and then be overwhelmed with doubts. Not you, huh? Even if you stumbled, you kept going. You got up again. Failure, that's not an option in life. How you keep going, you get to decide that one. And whether you're here after an oops, exercising, or after a ruin, sitting on your hands, you're a good boy, aren't you? Committing to the whole month. Going on after a stumble. Not allowing yourself to spiral into shame. That makes you special. So committed to making it. Massive action until the end of the month. What a good boy. But my job is to tease you, to make it harder. So I'm going to ask an evil question. Are you ready? Brace yourself, pet. What if I entered your room right now? Would this No Nut November event mean anything? I mean, it's gotten me all worked up. Because you won't give me that cock to play with. I'm so proud of you, but also, I want to pout. As supportive as I am, I have not deviously attempted to persuade you to have sex with me, have I? As much as I want it. I can feel how much I desire it. I'm starting to want you to bend me over. Fuck No Nut November into oblivion. But no, I didn't. I haven't pulled any tempting tricks, have I? No. By now, I know you get so easily triggered. All those trigger phrases. So much closer to the surface. Even in the night, when I consider how cute you are. How much just a lip bite turns you on. Sometimes when I get myself ready for work in front of the mirror, I can feel you caressing my skin as you struggle. Every scrap of lace I slip onto my body, I think of it as your struggle. You have such a hard time. Would it make it harder if I told you I'm squeezing my thighs together right now? That in the morning I pull my leggings up and snap that fabric onto my ass. It's so tight, I bet you could see my lace panties through it. Especially as I do downward dog, bend over. I bet you'd like to see me in a dress, wouldn't you? To imagine that maybe, just maybe, there's no lace under it. Be so tempting. So much torment for you, seeing how that dress falls over my feminine curves. Teasing, showing you so little, but inviting you to imagine so hard. In the state you're in, I bet your mind is being so naughty. Is it turning every little sideways glance into the possibility of a porn scene? Some of my boys are so good at writing in November because their brains get so creative. So creative with that penned up. Oh, pleasure. Everything triggers you now. The shift of the material across your cock. Someone adjusting their bra strap. Someone glancing at you. It all makes you want to stroke that needy, throbbing cock. Oh, makes you want to fondle those full balls. Are you lost and you know it? You know what the worst thing is? Well, it's contagious. I try so hard to stay calm for you. But knowing it's November, thinking about you makes me feel sexy all the time right now. When you give me that desperate little look, that pleading sideways glance, I can't help but it turns me on. I can feel myself getting wet. So much so that I think I need to do something about it. Because I want to be helpful. I don't want to just jump you and force you to have sex with me. Holding your arms down aggressively, pulling that dress up, showing you the truth about my state, fighting you in. I'm strengthened by my sexual frustration. Oh, November's so hard. Using my feet to lock your thighs down so you can't move. Using all that leverage I learned in jiu-jitsu. Riding you, sliding you, harder and faster. Oh, creaming all over that cock that's harder than it's ever been as I clench my dripping pussy tightly. I know you'd come within seconds. But in my mood, I'd keep writing you. So sensitive. It would be torture. You'd be making those sounds I love. Whimpering, grunting, moaning. But after making me wait for so long, maybe I no longer have patience. Maybe at that point, you're just a sex doll. A dildo mounted to the ground that I will ride. Ride until I come as many times as I need to release all this tension that's been building up because of your stupid little challenge. Oh, no. We don't want it to escalate so quickly, do we? That is why I thought of this middle way. An intimate moment with you. Something that'll satisfy my needs. Huh? The needs that have grown almost insatiable. Suffering from the secondhand denial. What should it be? Since we clearly cannot trust you, not in this roused state, I think I'll tie you to a chair. That's right, go sit in a chair. Grip it and pretend that you are tied to it, bound by honor. That way you can't touch yourself. I want you to imagine that next to that chair, close your eyes, is a fancy desk. There's a lamp on it, casting a circle of light. A circle of light is you bound in that chair and on the surface of that desk. Can you see what the desk is covered with? All my toys. It's quite a collection, isn't it? So many toys. So many instruments of tease and denial. And pleasure. Soon I'm going to bend over this desk right in front of you. Inside that circle of warm light. And I'm going to use a toy. Maybe attach it to the desk. Maybe fuck it as hard as I want to ride your throbbing cock. I'm so worked up. I might even use the edge of that desk as a toy as I grind my sensitive clit against it. This is my little reward for you. And looking at how excitedly that cock of yours has been bouncing since I tied you up, I get the impression you like my idea. One of my good boys gave it to me. So I'm going to force you to watch me play with a toy once. However, this is a bit of a choose-your-own-adventure. If your arousal, that honor that binds you down to that chair, also has you simply wanting to see me play with all of these toys, well, I can't stop you, can I? Just make sure that those hands stay put. You can sit on them if you need to, because oh, I care about you. I want to make sure I protect you from your arousal, from your horniness, you little slut. Even you brats, no touching. You are not allowed to touch. I mean, you've already edged 16 times today. That's enough. We both know that if you touch, you won't be able to control yourself when you see my pussy get built. Go ahead. Pick one of the audios. Pick the one you have to listen to. Listen to more. Right after, if you cannot resist stopping at just one, maybe you'll save one for tomorrow. I know I can no longer resist it, and I want you to watch. So, it's time. It's time that we get to enjoy your reward. Oh, pick one now, baby boy.